Okay. This might be a fairly brief agenda item. The Red Crab materials are under tab 14, and there were two items for council attention or action. The first was to consider and perhaps approve the SSC recommendation for a revised interim Red Crab ABC. And without a Red Crab committee, I put a draft motion up on the board for someone to either move or modify as you see fit. And that's to adopt the revised interim Red Crab ABC of 1,775 metric tons in terms of landings of male crabs recommended by the SSC.
Dave?
Yeah, I just had one quick question on this. I'm looking at the email we got today on this, or at least I got it. I guess everybody got it. And it mentions the DAS allocation associated with this. Is that, where would that be with this ABC?
I'm sorry, the EAS allocation?
DAS, the Days at Sea. Days at Sea allocation. Is there a relationship here, or how is it?
That's a separate issue, Dave, and I think that will come up. I wasn't privy to the email that you received. The PDT did not meet or have a recommendation on revising Days at Sea, and I think that will come up under the second agenda item. But the first step is we'll do two things. We'll consider revising the ABC, and the second agenda item is to consider recommending an in-season adjustment to the 2010 specs.
Okay. So what you need is a motion for this?
I think it's, the first thing to do is take care of the ABC.
All right, then I'll make that motion.
Seconded by Rip Cunningham. Discussion? Dave Gibb.
A question for Chris. Item number C here, it says if the council adopts the revised interim ABC recommended by the SSC, NIMS will consult with the council on proceeding with an in-season adjustment in the 2010 specifications. So I just wondered if the motion needed to be amended to have some language to that effect, or if that was a given.
I think that I'd propose a second motion on that, because then you're going to get into a discussion of Days at Sea, or the Fishery Service might have something to say about that.
Okay. So then the other part of that would be, then that would have to be, what, an emergency action, or
we'll discuss that. There's actually a provision that I was going to put up on the board from the Red Crab regulations under the specifications that allow for that type of adjustment.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm all set then.
Anyone else? The motion on the board? Anybody in the audience? Back to the council. Ready for the question. All those in favor, raise your hand. Six, opposed, abstentions. Motion carries 16-0-0. Chris?
Now, under the Red Crab regulations, there is a process for an in-season adjustment, and I'm just going to read it quickly. The specifications established pursuant to this section may be adjusted by NIMS after consulting with the council during the fishing year by publishing notification in the Federal Register stating the reasons for such an action and providing an opportunity for prior public comment. Any adjustments must be consistent with the Atlantic Deep Sea Red Crab FMP objectives and other FMP provisions. So this is to answer Dave's question about what's the process for an in-season adjustment. Pursuant to that, we can put the other motion up. And that's again, this is a This is a motion just drafted by the staff, and I expect that there will be some discussion of this, and perhaps the service has some comments on this process.
Need a motion first. Moved by Rip Cunningham, seconded by Rodney Avila. Discussion? Jimmy?
Yes, I'd like to amend the motion to include that the days at sea allocated to the fish to the fisheries be reduced from 795 to 760 days at sea for the 2010 fishing year. 763.
I'm going to ask for a second, and then I have a question. Is there a second? Seconded by Dave Preble. Somebody explain why the quota goes up, but the day at sea goes down. Unless I'm missing something. Rip?
I don't know. We might have to go. I thought that that had to do with how the days would change and how the days would be used so that you didn't need as many. Currently, aren't they used across all boats, all vessels equally?
I think perhaps I'm not privy to this suggestion, so perhaps if this was suggested by an industry advisor, John Williams, he can explain it.
John, you want to come up to the table?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, Chris, for not including you in the email list there. The rationale for what we're talking about is that the quota actually didn't go up and the days went down because under the emergency action that we're currently operating on, the days were significantly reduced from 795. The 795 was in the original FMP, and the way that the red crab boats have been operating is it's been a surplus of days, and so some boats, basically two out of the four, participate in other fisheries. And so those boats would leave, you know, sometimes 100 days on the table at the end of the year. When the emergency action was implemented, then the days at sea were allocated to the fleet based on historic CPUE. And then those days were allocated equally amongst all four boats. So what changed was we used to have two boats that fished full-time, two boats that fished part-time. Now the four boats have to all fish 100% of their days, and they all have to be basically three-quarter-time boats. And so historically, since the FMP was put in place, we were issued 795 fleet days per year, and since the FMP was in place, we have averaged 1,855 metric tons per year with that issuance, thus leaving a lot of days on the table. The new ABC is 96% of what we historically, our average catch has been since the FMP came into place, so the 763 days basically is 96% of what we were allocated before. So it was just an adjustment equal to what was changed on the original plan, if that makes sense.
I think I understand. Did I hear you right? You have four vessels that you run three-quarter time?
Well, that's what we would have to do if all four, the way it would be structured, if it's based on CPUE, all four boats will have to utilize every single day at sea that it's issued in order to catch the TAC. Whereas if we had a surplus of days, we could continue to fish the way we historically have. We have one vessel that's getting ready to go offshore lobstering. That'll be out of the fishery until Christmas. Another boat that's going to go to Grand Bank sword fishing, that boat will be out of the fishery for about 4.5 months. So it's physically impossible for those boats to utilize those days, and it would be better to have a surplus of days so the other two boats could at least work on the TAC.
Chris.
What John's proposing is not unlike the way we've adjusted days at sea for ground fish, meaning we don't assume 100% utilization of days at sea. So what John is proposing is using the historic utilization rate of days at sea.
Now, I'd just like to make one more point is it's also the language is in the FMP. If we exceed the ABC, I mean, what we're asking for is obviously the potential if we utilize every single day, we have the potential of exceeding the ABC. We certainly don't have any intention of doing that. I mean, it would be politically suicide for us to ask for this and then take advantage of it. What we want to do is just have the same flexibility that we've had. But even as a safeguard, if we did take advantage of the thing and exceed the ABC for the 2010 fishing year, our overage is going to get reduced from the 2011. So it would, you know, just we won't be doing it, guaranteed. Thank you.
I know I'm still missing something.
Okay.
I'm going to assume if I'm missing something, at least one other person at the table is. So is it necessary to reduce your days at sea?
No. And no, it's just our fear is that if the 1775 metric tons gets changed to and the days at sea do get reduced after it leaves this council meeting, the potential, I think, could be there. So I would just, we want to treat the fishery as a hard-tack fishery anyways. We're going to stop when the ABC is reached, even if there are days on the table. So, I mean, even if the days at sea were still existing, I think, but the emergency plan would have to expire because we are on a lower days at sea under the emergency plan.
Okay, I have other questions, but I'm going to let others jump in. Pat?
I think this may actually all be moved. This is not an authority we have under the in-season adjustment. So it's a change the council would need to make through a regulatory action.
And,
well, the days will change, but they'll change consistent. There's a formula. So they change consistent with the new TAC, basically, and it's just on a per-boat average.
Jimmy.
I guess that's where the confusion is. It'll change on the formula based on what it was in the previous plan or based on something to do with the emergency action. I mean, is the CPUE come into play in the formula that you're going to use to change the days at sea?
Or it tells me it's the fleet average 2002 to 2008? Pounds per day.
I think that's the problem, if I'm seeing it right. And I could be seeing it wrong. I think that's, that's not in the past in groundfish. For instance, I'm just using those for instance, that we would look at what was used versus what was allocated, and we'd base the trip limits and all the measures based on not knowing that we weren't going to be utilizing 100%, even though we allocated 40,000 days, we didn't set the trip limits based on a CPUE of the 30,000 days, or we would never have allocated the 40,000. So I think that's what he's asking, to be treated as how we've figured out the groundfish.
I think what I heard Pat say is that's not something that the in-season adjustment can address.
Right. So in that case, to me, it would seem like it would fall back to the previous fisheries management plan, which would be 795 days.
No, because if we do the in-season adjustment to change the tack, we need to change the days at sea consistent with that and as required by the regulations. So, I don't have the letter either. So this is kind of an unfortunate conversation that I'm not sure we should be having, so I'm not exactly sure what the letter says either. But the in-season authority is very limited, as these often are.
Pitney?
Can I just make one more point? I think that, and this is the, and I, if it can't be fixed, I think it's rather unfortunate because we're looking, we've been operating on a TAC of 2,850 metric tons for, since 2001, even though we've only averaged 1,800 in landings. And the days at sea that were allocated to us, the 795, were based on the 2,850 metric ton allocation. So now that we're going from 2,850 to 1,775, we're looking at a 40-some percent or 38%, 40% reduction in fleet days at sea, which means some of the boats that are fishing, that have been fishing since March 1st, are going to be, you know, tied up by October. And I would be willing to bet you 25% of the TAC will not be reached. Just out of that, you know, because of the way, you know, that the, either that or we just have to get out of other fisheries.
Mr. Penny.
Yeah, I can just clarify for the council a couple of numbers. So, the what was in the proposed rule that the agency published was a days at sea allocation to the fleet of 464 days, which would be evenly divided. What the council recommended that was equivalent to the 1,615 metric ton ABC was a fleet days at sea allocation of 582 days. So the it's not really... This notion that the reduction in days at sea is not actually accurate. What the council is really talking about is increasing from the 582 to some other number consistent with the 1775. And I think, as was noted, the PDT hasn't met. No one's done the analysis to determine what the fleet, what the appropriate fleet days at sea would be at 1775. But as Pat mentioned, it would be the process that we've that's in the FMP for determining that number. And we can't. We don't have the authority to do something outside of that.
Days at Sea Management. Jimmy?
Yeah, I guess then if the seconder agrees, then we'll, I have to withdraw the second part of the motion, the 7A part. The motion to amend can't stand, so I'll withdraw it if the seconder agrees.
Just out of curiosity, if what is there, four or five permits in this fishery?
Five.
We have four boats? Four boats? And the regs right now say that every vessel gets the same allocation of days, and there's a formula to arrive at that. And there's no ability to transfer days across vessels. And there's no ability for this council to weigh in on an adjustment in days at sea in the notice in the mid-season adjustment, apparently. Okay. Pat.
But you can, if, for example, they choose to fish four vessels instead of five, the days at sea get divided between the four. Or if they decide to fish three instead of five, they get divided between the three. So it's not that the days get lost entirely if one vessel doesn't fish. They make a decision about the number of boats that are fishing, and then it's divided between the boats. And, you know, we've already done an emergency action here. Now we're talking about doing an in-season adjustment. You know, I think this was a reasonable accommodation for this fishery for this year, given all the other things that we have on, in front of us and all the other fisheries and what they're going through.
So if one of the vessels elects not to participate in the fishery, those days on that vessel are redistributed to those that are? Just automatic? Okay. Okay. Anything further?
Jimmy wanted to withdraw.
There wasn't any objection, so that's gone. And the reason the specs are just for this year?
We're doing an amendment for ACL AM implementation to be implemented in 2011 through 2013. So there'll be a three-year specs package coming up or included as part of that, which the council will approve in June.
And remind the council what happens if we don't get it done on time. What's the impact to the fishery?
I don't know. I think that falls to Pat. What happens if there's a regulatory
do the specs roll
interlude,
over?
Yeah.
They do? Okay, the specs roll over. Okay. Yeah. Any other questions from the council? Dave Gatham.
Just to be clear on what I'm voting on, if as this is written right now, there is a number of days associated with the, my glasses on here, 16, 15 tons, and there is a formula for adjusting that number of days to account for the new number of 1775. That's correct? And that will be done automatically. And that's the only thing that can be done. Okay, got it.
Anything further, Paul Howard?
Chris, and then in the future, we won't have this problem with days at sea because when the amendment goes into place, it'll all be hard tack and no day at sea management?
Well, I think that's going to be the preferred alternative as a hard tack. Yeah.
Anything further? Okay, you ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Sixteen in favor, opposed, abstentions, one abstention. Motion carries 16-0, one abstention. Anything further under Red Crab?
No, that's it. The PDT is working on estimating discards, and there's some issue about how to specify the ABC in the amendment. So that's the current issue they're working on.
Okay. Again, I'd just like to express my appreciation to Dr. Cadron and the SSC for accommodating several requests from the council and adjusting your work schedule, your work plan. I know the industry appreciates it. I believe the council appreciates it as well. And I see this afternoon as an example of how accommodating and flexible I hope management can become. I take great pride in being able to solve problems quickly using all the tools that we have, and I think that these were two examples of doing that. So thank you. Dave Preble.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just got a news story that came in that relates to a habitat issue that we discussed in the council. The headline is Nation's First Offshore Wind Farm Approved for Nantucket Sound. Salazar approved it, and in the approval he says Cape Wind will be the nation's first offshore wind farm. This will be the first of many projects up and down the Atlantic coast.
Okay. So we're not going to vote on that. They didn't ask for our vote, Mike. All right, Sally.
Thanks, John. I just wanted to let folks know. For those of you who are here and if you're talking with people who are in town for the meeting, tonight there'll be a reception as we've had in years past over at Mystic Seaport Museum. They have the New Bedford whaler Charles W. Morgan is hauled out now. That's the major project they're working on. And the Eastern Rig Dragger Roanne is still down in the shipyard. So please come. 5:30, and if you show up early, just grab one of these flyers. I'll just put it on the table up in front, and they'll let you in if you want to just walk around the seaport grounds for a bit. The reception will start at 5:30 down in the shipyard.
Thank you. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow at 8:30 a.m.